Nolte, impeachment approval is officially underwater in average of polls. By John Nolte on December 16, 2019. For the first time since the media launched the Ukraine hoax, support for impeachment is underwater in the average of all the polls. Although support for impeachment never went over 50%, a plurality in favor of impeaching did stubbornly hold the lead in polling averages. At least, until Monday, the start of the week when the Democrat-controlled U.S. House is expected to pass two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. 1 week ago, according to the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, 48% of those polled supported the impeachment and removal of Trump, while 45% were opposed. As of today, though, those numbers have flipped around. 46.7% support impeachment, while a plurality of 47.3% are opposed. To the surprise of no one who watched the impeachment hearings, it was precisely those hearings that killed support for impeachment. Once the hearings launched, support began to face the pull of gravity that comes with having no evidence to back up your wild accusations. Congressional Democrats and their media allies charged Trump with everything from bribery to extortion to a quid pro quo to writing mean tweets. The problem, though, is no evidence exists to support any wrongdoing of any kind on Trump's part. And the fact that Ukraine has repeatedly claimed it felt no pressure from Trump pretty much blew away any and all claims of wrongdoing. How can there be any bribery, extortion, abuse of power, or quid pro quo if Ukraine didn't even know military aid was put on pause for a time, if Ukraine felt no pressure to deliver anything? The answer is that there can't be, and that's why these hearings, which the fake media breathlessly covered 24/7, complete with gaslighting narratives about how fatally damaging they were for Trump, actually hurt the impeachment cause. Angry and bitterly entitled bureaucrats might float the media's boat, but the American people believe in and want to see some actual evidence before agreeing to the overturning of a presidential election. Out of the 7 most recent impeachment polls released, 4 of those 7 show the public opposes impeachment, in 2 cases, by a majority of 51%. Evidence that impeachment is an even more serious problem for Democrats in crucial 2020 swing states continues to grow, including a focus group in the swing country of Saginaw County, Michigan, that reveals just how sick of impeachment swing voters are. In fact, as the far-left Axios puts it, those who were once identified as Obama/Trump voters are now just Trump voters. In other words, they voted for Obama in 2008 and 2012. They voted for Trump in 2016, and were therefore considered swing voters who might be convinced to return to the Democrat fold. Well, no more. They are Trump voters now, period. These voters hate the fact that House Democrats are moving toward impeaching the president, Axios reports. They call it a distraction from the issues that would actually improve their lives, like preserving Social Security, cracking down on illegal immigration, and keeping jobs in the U.S. Axios adds that these former Obama voters have virtually zero trust in the media's coverage of him and are not excited by any of the 2020 Democrats. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.